Once you learn about the structure of an atom and can pinpoint the culprit responsible for bringing transformations in organic chemistry, that is, the electrons, you can move on to the next topic, the bonding in atoms. Since it is the type of bond that an atom forms with other atoms which leads to those incredible transformations. Some atoms are content alone and remain inert, while others look for companionship or bonding. The desire to form bonds is driven by the need to attain stability, the stability that comes when the atom's electrons are lost, gained, or shared to attain their perfect bonding arrangement. Certain rules dictate this, so the chapter Bonding in Atoms teaches about the two main types of bonds that atoms form, namely ionic and covalent. Organic chemistry is identified with long chains of carbon and hydrogen atoms held in covalent bonds. Therefore, understanding how covalent bonds form, why they form, the electrons involved in them, the number of covalent bonds atom can form, and the type of covalent bonds becomes crucial. So more emphasis is placed on the covalent bond. But another crucial bonding type responsible for its sheer display of strength, luster, malleability, and ductility, on whose shoulder the era of industrial revolution and technology survives and progresses, metallic bonding, is also covered in brief. Take a look at the chapter content. So the various bond formations offer atoms a sense of security, so they are free to adopt new structures and explore new features. And it is these bonding types that we'll keep encountering in our study of organic chemistry.